for hearing of submissions on the proposed Southland Water and Land Plan. And just before we get proceedings underway, we'll have a health and safety briefing, which we've forgotten to do every other.
Yes, in the event of an emergency, can you all just head back down the corridor that you came through, round to reception, and the assembly area is in the covered area outside the glass doors in front of the hotel.
Thank you. Now, just before we turn to our first submitter, I understand, Mr. Moore, there's some issues you'd like to address us on.
Yes, thank you, sir, and good morning. Good morning, members of the panel. As indicated yesterday, there were three outstanding questions that the council officers are in a position to answer now. We'd like to hand up the written answers to those questions, and I'll have Mr. Callum Clark read those answers into the record.
See if the panel have any further queries in relation to that information. Morrison, further questions?
No, except the comments. I think that the answer to question three sort of misses the point. turn this on, sorry.
The answer to question three, I think, I believe it was a question that I asked, does miss the point in that the appendix, which appears to be important in terms of protecting those wetlands, which could be significant but are not identified as being significant, and that this seems to be a responsibility of the council on our understand the issues, is that it is a big project. But as I say, I think the answer to question three doesn't really satisfy the question.
Are you able to pose a further question then that the officers might address?
Well, the intention of the original question was to be sure that the council did identify the significant wetlands in the region. And I think there's some acceptance that that may not be the case. And I just wonder how the council plans to go about doing that into the future. And it may be that it can't be done in